A Richmond restaurant and its owner are being sued by a fitness club for allegedly breaching a sublease and stealing equipment when they finally moved out. C&T Athletic Center Inc., which runs a 24-hour sport and fitness club called Sport Central at 2611 Viscount Way, filed a lawsuit at the BC Supreme Court in Vancouver against Juvie's Bar & Grill Limited on January 29. Juvie sublet the Viscount Way commercial premises in the Bridgeport area from C&T for a bar and restaurant. The lawsuit, which also names owner Juvie Juliton as a defendant, claims Juvie's did not pay rent in July and August 2023 and did not move out until mid-September. In addition to being behind on rent, C&T claims Juvie's breached multiple clauses in its sublease and failed to pay utilities and taxes. It also alleges Juvie's refused to leave the premises when its sublease expired, left it in an uncleanly state, stole equipment, and caused extra costs including the bailiff and cleaning fees. C&T is seeking repayment of $127,277 in addition to compensation for breach of contract, costs and other relief. According to C&T's calculations in the lawsuit, Juvie's owed $12,012 for 2 months' rent and almost $4,000 for the additional rent it incurred in September. Juvie's also owed $75,600 for using the patio, container and exterior outside back door space throughout its sublease, which was not included in the sublease, reads the lawsuit. Other amounts claimed include almost $20,000 in FortisBC and additional utility fees, liquor tax payments between July and September, bailiff fees and cleaning fees because it took considerable hours of cleaning to revert the premises to its original state. C&T's request for repayment also includes $8,000 for a pantry preparing table, a commercial dishwasher and two concrete outdoor flowerbeds Juvie's allegedly stole while moving out in September. None of the claims have been proven in court and Juvie's has 21 days to respond to the lawsuit. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com.